Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was hell or
hell. Lemon face. Lemon face. All right.
I had to push record again.
Dang, I was going to say the fucking Patreon's going to get a hell of a treat.
Dude, okay. We went from like Patreon. Super fun, lots of jokes to like
Patreon,
really fucking
Patreon
somber.
Is getting a 46-minute dick.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you're going to find out, are the Who Goes There guys actual alcoholics?
And are we retards?
Yes.
No and yes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Who Goes There podcast, episode 208. This is Jorge.
This is Matt.
This is Rhett.
This is Chris.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jesus. I almost thought that Rhett and Chris were the same person because I'd never seen them in the same room before.
Right. I actually, for a while, thought that you were avoiding me. But I found out that that was not the case.
Hell, why would you think that?
Because every time I record, you're never here.
It was twice, dude. It was hilarious.
You and Alia both just like, without even knowing Chris is going to be there, it's just like, nah, I'm not going to make it tonight.
Am I selling hot dogs over here?
Yeah. I thought that was for me. I was going to reach over in a minute.
Yeah.
No, Cardi B.
Yep.
So, okay. So if, for everybody who's not a Patreon member, you just missed a fucking tantalizing run. We actually questioned Rhett if we... George, Matt, and myself
qualifies
are actual alcoholics. Yeah.
I'll drink to that.
Cheers. Whether, you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah, we're here.
Oh,
you know. I will.
Okay, I'll take a little bit. I'll take a little sip.
Aluminum can, you guys.
So.
Cheers.
That's it. Pause for drinks.
All right, so, anyways, cheers up.
Yeah, did it.
Do you cheers on
Damn,
your show?
That's actually really good.
It's not bad. It's $14.
So I'll let you pay the Patreon and listen to the fucking episode. Yeah. But one thing that I do know is whether or not I'm an actual wet brain drunk.
Oh, God.
I have been forgetting to zip my fly for like the last 6 months. I am incapable of doing it when I leave the bathroom.
He's not forgetting. He's fishing. He likes fishing so much. He just thought he'd hang his bait out there.
I bought my fishing license yesterday. I did.
Hope for the year? Nice.
Yes. And nice. So I was just angling for Matt over here.
He's angling.
Angling.
I'm a wide.
Angle of the dangle.
Wide mouth ass over here.
So what's up, fellas? How you doing?
Good. Hanging out, Doug.
Yeah, buddy.
Saw it. Jesus Christ.
I'm so happy to have fucking Chris back.
It feels like a family reunion, which, like, you know, Rhett's here. Yeah. He's the new, you know.
Well, new. Family. I mean, you've been on for a while.
Fucking upstart. He sucks.
Who, Rhett?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Actually, there was kind of so Matt and I were texting back and forth yesterday, and you know, we were like fucking around and stuff like that, and then he sends me one, and he just goes, "I'm so happy you're coming on the show tomorrow," and I was like.
No, shucks. I see his face and I'm wrapped around his pretty little finger again.
That wasn't my finger.
He's trying to keep it PG.
So, Matt, have you seen anything?
I actually don't tell my wife, but I
wait. Before you start.
My wife.
Knowing how tolerant and
permissive
partner in crime your wife is to everything that you watch,
except for like certain things.
So that's why I'm very curious to see what you're going to say.
Watching
right
Mormon
now.
Fucking
no, I watched
films.
Almost the whole season of Santa Clarita Diet.
Oh yeah, you done fucked up.
While I was dog sitting, I was sitting there just like tough. Pounding drinks, and then it's like, yeah, I'll just watch one. Like we have a Netflix from my mom. I just went over to that one and started watching them on there. I'm hiding.
Did it feel like cheating?
A little bit.
But you did it anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I did it for like 8 episodes.
He got shit. He got that Drew Barrymore dick.
Yeah.
Real good.
Yeah. No spoil. Yeah. What's
up,
Mr.
Ball Legs? Yeah, all up in my face. Yeah.
Mr. Ball Legs.
Yeah. No spoilers. I think I'm only 3
it's
episodes
good.
In.
It's good. It's like, I like it. Like when they had the whole homegirl finding out she was undead and it's like, oh, what, she's going to be like her fucking apostle now. It's they're handling that really well, and it's a really fun season. It's I mean, I fucking marathoned like 8 episodes, so it's pretty darn good. And I also watched Slither with zero sound.
Why? Yeah, we had a failed live movie attempt the other night.
I don't know what happened.
I'm so glad.
Something.
The sleep.
Why are you so glad?
So I wasn't able to make it. Yeah. And then you guys had technical difficulties and it didn't work anyway.
No, dude, but that shit was so fun. Like, Patreon could see the movie, they could hear the movie, and they could hear us. But we heard
nothing. We couldn't hear the movie, dude.
So we just start, like, talking random shit, like, disgusting stuff, and, like, doing fake dialogue for the characters. And
oh, nice. That's actually a good idea.
Yeah. It was actually really fun.
Well, except for that everyone else. You memed the whole fucking movie.
We memed the whole movie. Yeah, I got called a monster at one point.
I forgot why.
Well, because I guess I'll talk about it. But I was talking about I had been binging the Harry Potter series, the movies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
But also like reading the books at the same time. So I'm like watching part of the movie, reading some of the book, going back and forth. And I was telling him, I go, oh, man, when Dumbledore died, spoilers, I felt worse when Dumbledore died than when my actual dad died. And fucking, I think it was Luis Franco. He goes, "You're a monster." And I go, "Well, I mean, fuck, dude. What do you want me to say?"
It's true. Dumbledore, he's like a good father figure.
I would have just been like, "I'm glad that you had a good relationship with your father." Like, you know what I mean? Because I didn't.
With Dumbledore.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah,
that's pretty much all I've watched this week.
Slither's good even without sound.
Yeah.
Slither is fucking amazing.
It's entertaining for sure.
Yeah, the idea that fucking Disney was like, oh, well, you know, now we feel unsure about this guy.
Dude, don't even get me so, and I have thoughts on that too. I think that they were going to let him back in the whole time, that they literally were just waiting for it to blow over, because they never went and trying to find another director or anything like that, so.
That's true.
I think they were just biting time. They were
keeping up appearances for a moment.
Mining it for entertainment.
Let it blow over.
Yeah, because the way, I mean, and I hate using the term outrage culture because it makes me sound like a Fox News head, but like, we do live in a society now where like people get real pissed off about things and then 6 months later they don't care anymore.
Yep.
It just goes away. So
8 hours later a lot of time.
Yeah. And it's
like, why is nobody talking about Hillary's emails?
Well, they decided, lock her up. They decided to switch the narrative. You know, it's over. On to the next thing. It's fuck. Well, everyone's online constantly and
build that saw. Build that saw.
Saw, dude.
Saw, dude.
What about you, Chris?
What have I watched? We started watching Santa Clarita Diet, but we're only like 3 episodes in. Let's see, what else did I watch? I watched. I don't know if this is really. It's not. It's nothing new. It's one of my my warm blanket movies. The other night when I was going to sleep drunk, I watched Jaws. Nice. Yeah, dude.
That's one of your favorite movies, right?
It's fucking, dude.
It's one of my absolute favorite fucking movies. Y'all know me? What I do for a living? Yeah, the whole fucking scene where he's like talking.
Quint?
Yeah.
Bad. Robert Shaw.
I priced my.
Robert Shaw, dude.
Shaw, dude.
Damn, dude.
You should do that when the shark's chomping his ass in half and all that.
Shaw, dude.
Shaw, dude.
But that's your actor name.
I finally got around to watching Overlord.
What'd you think?
I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good.
I felt the same way. I think people were kind of shitty about the, it's fucking not a zombie movie. It's like, who cares?
Well, it wasn't even really a zombie movie, in my opinion.
I agree.
It was not a zombie.
You didn't like it, right?
It was slight. I thought it was well executed and good production values and just took a little too long to get where it's going. And once it did, I thought the first half was more engaging than the zombie half, frankly.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that for sure.
It felt like a short...
But it wasn't. It's not bad. It's just not.
I was I think that my criteria for it was I entertained, and I definitely was. Like throughout the whole. And I love. I'm starting to more and more. I just love White Russell. That guy, first of all, looks like his fucking dad.
I heard White Russell.
No, Wyatt Russell. That's his name, right?
No, I heard White.
Like, who the fuck is White Russell?
Wyatt Russell. But he looks just like his fucking dad, and whenever he screams, he sounds just like his fucking
Machine
dad.
Machine Gun White Russell.
Yeah. That's another story that's in Patreon's
Jesus.
Stuff today. Holy moly.
Did you watch Us? You mentioned it earlier.
No, I haven't gotten to see it yet. No. That's a tough one, because unless I'm going to call one of you guys or something like that, it's like I'm going to go see it by myself. And honestly, like, the last 3 or 4 weeks have been so fucking crazy. I haven't even had time to slip out to the theaters.
I'd probably go see it again.
Me too.
I never use my AMC card anyway. Just getting paid for nothing.
I'll let you know. There's been a ton of fucking weddings and shit like that, and so my weekends have just been sucked up. And yeah, but whenever I get a free week, I definitely want to go see it.
Cool.
So,
any comic books or anything?
No, no comic books.
Have you read Ghosted?
Toasted.
It sounds familiar.
No, but I've been ghosted.
Brian
before.
Assman was telling me about it. It's like it's like 13 Ghosts meets something else, but he said it was really good. And he met the Headhunter dudes.
He did.
Yeah. Oh, I saw that. He was up there in LA.
You saw that.
I saw.
God damn, dude. They're gonna be sick of that joke real quick.
Oh yeah.
Next week is Monster Palooza, right?
Yeah,
is that 2 weeks from now?
No, isn't it like April 15th or something like that?
Maybe. I thought it was the end of April. I'll look it up.
Well, it's either 1 week or 2 weeks from now. I think I'm going to try to make it up there for a day.
Let me know if you go. I might want to cruise.
I think it would be cool to take Micah. I think he...
Weekend after. Have you been before?
I haven't.
It's so much fucking fun, dude. It's a blast. It's really cool when you get to see all the makeup and shit like that. Because people, you know, people sit in the chairs and then they're actually putting the makeup on people so you get to watch the process, and then when they're done they just like walk around.
That's dope.
It's really
cool. Dude, let's do it.
Well, the whole Dread Central crew is probably going, so that'd be fun to hook up with those guys.
The dudes from the Headhunter will probably be there too
and say saw, and we'll have watched the movie by then.
I've already watched the movie.
Okay, but I'm talking about the show.
It's so good,
nerd.
Just saying, it's fucking good.
Hella good. You gonna get us those posters or what?
Brian already got me one, but yeah, I can get some.
This guy, mm-hmm. Disloyal, yeah. Motherfucker.
Hey, Brian's loyal as fuck. I didn't do anything. Brian's like, I got you a poster. I'm like, that's what's up, dude.
Disloyal.
It's massage. Dude.
It's his new girlfriend's new side piece.
Yeah. Damn.
What about you, Rhett?
Damn, bitch. The Lawnmower Damn, Man. Bitch. I revisited the fucking Lawnmower Man.
Yeah.
I did.
Not great, right?
It's fucking great.
Have you watched Brain great. Scan?
No, it's not. Yeah, I've watched Brain Scan. Okay. No, it's not great, but it's nah. I like a lot of movies that aren't great.
I love that run of that. So when like the Lawnmower Man came out, but there was like that run of like Jeff Fahey horror movies, like Body Parts. Do you guys remember Body Parts?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That was a great fucking flick. Yeah,
that actually is really good. Lawnmower Man has its moments though. Yeah. It had moments that stuck around in my head when I saw it as a younger person. And no, but it's fun to revisit it. No,
there's part two.
It's one of it's a fucking the time capsule thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And that the thing is, the premise, like, that would be a cool one to remake, in my opinion. Lawnmower Man would be fucking awesome to remake.
I think somebody tried, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I think they did the sequel, them. Right? Where they did it was the sequel. It was
it would be cool to remake and set it in the early 90s.
Jack as fucking Lawnmower Man.
Oh my god, I would fucking, if I was a billionaire, I would give at least $5 million to well, not like he would need it, but like Ben Stiller to be like, please do Simple Jack as the Lawnmower Man.
Don't go full retard.
Lawnmower Man came out at the same time almost as, do you guys remember Ghost in the Machine?
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
It was when VR, like the mid-90s VR was like real big. And
right.
Ghost in the Machine was another one of those where like, you have zero concept of what VR is.
Did y'all ever see that movie Pulse?
No.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm talking about?
I saw the Japanese one.
No. It was another kind of around that same time, and it was like electricity literally is evil. And
right.
It, like,
I remember the. Remember that? I haven't watched it, but I remember the cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That whole time was such a really cool, weird time for movies.
The mid '90s were fucking so bizarre.
Wait, you're not talking about the 2006?
No. That's a different one.
1988. We actually talked about Pulse.
Did we?
We never released the episode though.
What about Shocker?
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
Talked about what?
Pulse. It's that.
You sure you're not thinking of The Signal?
I am thinking of The Signal.
And we did release It was with Bo.
Oh.
Steel Trap. For dumb shit that doesn't matter at all. Have you seen Dead Ringers?
Yeah.
What do you think of Dead Ringers?
I like it. I
fucking love it.
He's not invited back anymore either.
We know that.
But well, I mean, so who didn't like it?
They didn't like it.
You both didn't like it.
It was fucking ridiculous.
But do you like David Cronenberg movies?
Yes.
Okay. And dude, it's a good episode. I gotta say, I'm proud of that one. Well, they were saying they like Cronenberg. I'm like, you don't really like Cronenberg because they didn't get enough body horror.
You just like the meme.
So I was like,
you didn't get any horror. You got boring fucking.
Oh my god.
For like 3 or 4 hours.
Three or four.
It felt that way.
Yeah.
So I will be honest. I haven't watched it since I was probably about maybe 17 or 18. But and I do
so
remember.
You'd appreciate it more now.
It's
an adult.
It's a bit of a slog, dude. It's not a.
But so was like in my opinion too. And I look, I love the movie, but like Videodrome, I wouldn't say is at like a fucking clip pace. You know what I mean?
It's No, the pacing of Cronenberg is not meant to like feel like all like, oh, it's smooth and running right along. It's completely divided.
I think Videodrome at least.
It's like if you have a band, not all of them are meant to groove. It's not fucking like, Videodrome, oh, it's supposed to be comfortable and flow.
I think at least Videodrome holds your attention pretty intelligently.
That's fair.
Where with Dead Ringers, I literally was like,
you still like Michael Ironside?
What just happened?
Or not Michael Ironside? What's his name? Jeremy Irons.
He is kind of a
fucking
holy shit. Joey Lawrence is a game show host.
What?
What no. the fuck are you doing?
What are you googling over there, you son of a bitch?
He just checked the fuck out. He was I'm not listening to this anymore. I'm gonna look up Joey Lawrence.
Dead Ringers, and he was like, you know what? Nah, fam.
I was on the Pulse page, and I saw Lawrence, and I thought it was a Joey Lawrence Adams, and I was like, as David, and then I clicked it. I was like, he's a fucking game show host now.
What else is he gonna do with his time?
I figured he'd be riding high on that Blossom money.
What? Blossom's not even riding high on that Blossom money. Yeah, she's on Big Bang Theory now.
That's true.
She's actually pretty brilliant, right? She's like a physicist, yeah. right?
She's actually, like, of all those people on the show, like, she's the one who actually knows what the fuck she's talking about. She's also very funny on that show. Like, did you ever see the one where she...
Are you
like,
talking about Big Bang Theory?
Yeah.
That's not a funny show.
No, it's not.
There are funny...
Awful show.
Okay, fine, whatever.
We are united on this front, bro. That show... you know what? I had people for like 10 years tell me, but you should like that show because you like comics. I'm like, oh my God, dude. Wow. That's
just
fucking
cause they
cool.
all dressed up like the Flash one time.
Cause they have references to fucking Star Trek and comics. It's funny to me. Like, yeah, damn, I don't know, man. Damn, bitch. And why is the sitcom like format even exist anymore? Like
because
why?
What else are you going to do with laugh tracks?
Pero por qué?
That's what I'm talking about. I don't know.
So it was Lawnmower Man and...
I saw Alien last night at midnight.
Oh, you saw it at the Ken Cinema. Huh?
How was it in a theater?
It was. I had never seen it in a theater, and it was great to have the opportunity, and it was very, very claustrophobic. The film is... We talked about it recently, you know, but seeing it in a theater, the use of silence, the tension, and this is having seen the movie many times, mm-hmm. but it's very claustrophobic, and then once the psychology stuff kicks in, meaning of how the humans are fucking each other over, the corporations fucking them over, you just see how bleak it is. Yeah. Like, it's a really, besides having, like, the body horror elements and the greatly designed fucking creature and the indifference, the, like, cruel indifference of space and how vast it is and nature, there's also just this bleakness about the human condition, basically.
Great.
There's a great part, too, where she... The other chick, not Sigourney Weaver, but the other chick, the annoying one, mm-hmm. she's all freaking, you know, going hysterical. She's like, why don't we get in the escape pod and blah, 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 blah. You know, that's exactly what ends up happening, but right, like, immediately, Ripley's like, the escape pod doesn't fit three. So she's like, it's kind of like, we gotta fucking stick around until...
Somebody else is dead.
Until we're all fucking dead except one person. And, you know, and I love how she goes back for her cat and is like, fuck these people.
Fuck the human.
I will not hear any unkind words about Jones. I won't.
Yeah, Jonesy the cat.
Yeah, I won't.
Was the silence effective in a theater? Because I've come to find that when I go and watch movies, you know, older movies that I love in theaters, people go in there and since the movie's old, they feel like they could try out fucking comedy material.
This one, they didn't do that. It was very respectful. It was a good sized crowd. And also, what's the modern thing where it has to do with the sounds and people listening to it and
ASMR?
Yeah, there's kind of that experience because Ridley Scott really there's the sound design in this. Even at this is at Ken Cinema, so this isn't some digital restoration yet,
right?
Which they're gonna have that release later on this year, by the way. But
for the
you remember
40th,
the
40th, right? Yeah,
the one where the dude, Harry Dean Stanton,
mm-hmm.
where the water drops and all that, and the chains clinking and stuff like that. That scene is like fucking zen, and it's extremely tense. And then the cat's looking at him get killed. Like the sound and the silence there was that was one of the most effective uses of it. It worked really well in this case.
That's awesome. Well, I think the Ken Cinema audience tends to be pretty respectful of the
depending
of the
on movies. The movie. They like if it's Predator, they're going to yell at
Trouble
in
Little China. I wanted to fight a motherfucker.
That's because it's Big Trouble in Little China.
This movie is the greatest movie ever made. Shut the fuck up. I don't need your commentary.
Yeah, but like,
when I saw Predator,
when you watch
the
DVD, you get Kurt Russell and John Carpenter getting shit-faced drunk doing commentary. Oh,
people are going to see Alien at midnight. They're going to shut the fuck up because they're not. Who's going to watch that at midnight? You know what I mean? It's a specific type of dork.
Yeah.
You know?
You said it.
Fucking nerds.
Yeah, you said it. But a couple of the people that are big listeners were there. I saw them, but I didn't get to talk to them. There's Courtney.
And her boyfriend.
And her boyfriend, yeah, who has the other podcast. So shout out to those people
that
I haven't
Christ
met yet.
Dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cthulhu Christ.
Cthulhu Christ and Creepy Little Ghoul.
Whoa.
Wow.
Okay.
Did you just have one?
Yeah. I just had a little
one of those morning Zoom moments.
Oh, fuck it. Oh, fuck it.
Ghoulies. What?
Ghoulies? 1% of people will know that.
Yeah, yeah.
What was the impression
shout out to the mommies
that somebody wanted when we were watching Slither? It was like Nathan Fillion doing Harry Knowles.
No, it was
Michael Rooker doing Harry Knowles.
It was Harry Knowles doing Michael Rooker. And it was weird because I don't know how we got there. I don't know how we got to the point where we were doing an impression of somebody else.
Yeah, and we're like, somebody else. Chris isn't here. We need Chris for that.
Oh, the Harry Knowles?
Yeah. It's a Chris thing.
And what else did I want to say? Oh, Fran, who, you know, the girl that I took to see the movie. She's a big horror fanatic, right?
I'm a human being that has normal relationship.
Yeah.
I
am a carbon-based life form. Well, because I don't want to get stuck in the label thing right now. But yeah, she's basically my girlfriend. Yeah, I think that's what's going on. But
well, you did get into an altercation with the Russian mafia with her. Yeah. I think now you guys are bound by blood.
You guys are married now, basically.
You may be her boyfriend, but now you're definitely her chauffeur.
And if not, when they come after you, when they come after you, and you guys are in an action movie scenario where you're having to run from the Russian mob, you will inevitably have to hide out in a warehouse, and you will fuck in that warehouse. That's the way those movies go.
Yeah. Well, then he's also going to have to you can't do that to my person that I'm seeing.
You can't do that to lady.
To this woman that I spend time with.
That lady friend thing.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. She had never seen Alien. She's a big horror person, but she doesn't like sci-fi very much. And I'm like, what does that fucking mean? No, but I get it. And so, but then I don't get it because I'm like, what does that have to do with the genre? Like, why didn't you not like a genre? You know what I mean? But she loved the movie. She said
it's not that I don't like sci-fi. It's just that I generally don't like sci-fi.
She was super impressed with the movie and was fucking shocked that it was from 79.
It definitely does. It definitely does do a lot of things that you're like, dude, how do they get away with this shit? And it's incredible.
Well,
except for the suit and some.
There's
and
a
some
even spots. In the theater, like even the goofy one with the hands, like that was much better actually in the theater because it was like very tense. That one where it's outside of the ship at the end, though,
it just space, goes like this out of the ship.
That's just not. They need to.
That's not it, fam.
They need to George Lucas that part and go in and just do the CGI version of that.
Take out all the guns and put walkie talkies and
pretty much.
Yeah,
call them hippies instead of terrorists.
Before that, yesterday, I had the pleasure of seeing the Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a Star Wars burlesque. I had a buddy buy tickets, and I didn't know much about it. And I was actually kind of like, I know this may sound, because I like Star Wars.
It's at the Balboa, right?
It was at the Balboa Theater, and I was actually kind of hesitant. Like, I didn't really want to go to this for some reason.
Chris Christopherson.
Because it just sounded goofy to me. And I was like, I don't want to watch fucking chicks topless with fucking stormtrooper helmets. It's like,
what?
You're ruining the
Stormtrooper. I don't even like Star Wars, and I want to see topless chicks in Stormtrooper helmets.
Well, I want them to take off the helmets. I want to see their fucking face.
Why?
Because
they're already showing you the best part.
You know, that was my opinion beforehand. This did a lot more.
Fucking warlocks, he was all in.
This did a shitload more than I was anticipating.
Yeah, you know, it's like Cloverfield, where like they don't really show you the monster, so your imagination does it. It's like she could look like anything under there, and if she's got ugly tits, like she could have an ugly face, and then you're like, okay, cool, I can like not think about you.
You're an animal, man. Wow.
The choreography was great. The visuals were great. The song selections were great. I mean, they had some modern pop stuff that, you know, you have the Emperor fucking dancing to the Buffalo Bill song in Silence of the Lambs. Mm.
Did they dance to that song in the cantina? Thing.
When the Emperor's like, I'd fuck me in the mic, it's pretty good. You get what I'm saying?
Did they do the cantina song?
No.
Saying is that you bought Fran a Stormtrooper helmet.
Yeah.
No.
She didn't go to this.
I went later.
Well, she didn't have to go. She doesn't have to know why you did it.
No. But I did buy a t-shirt.
Just wear this.
I would buy her. You know what I would buy her? Because Luke Skywalker was played by a girl.
Uh-huh.
That was fucking tricky. Because it made me really like Luke Skywalker.
Well, see, now Luke Skywalker is playing a puppet.
Yeah. Which we wanted to speak about. Hey, wait. What'd you watch, George?
I watched Santa Clarita Diet. I don't want to talk about it. because I think Chris. Wait a minute.
This show, is this a new season?
Yes. Yeah, it just season came out like
okay.
2 days ago.
Yeah, I didn't even know because I tried watching it when it came out and I got to like episode 3 or 4 and I was like, hey,
it's good.
Yeah. Well.
Okay. Anywho. Yeah, Chucky is going to be voiced by Mark Hamill.
Indeed.
How do we feel?
Fucking great.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm not super familiar with his voiceover.
He does the Joker on Batman.
He has a Joker on the Batman.
Okay. Yeah. I'm good.
He's It's the best.
Somebody was saying I was either Instagram or Facebook was somebody was saying that like, well, what is he going to do? The Joker voice is going to go. Well, okay, even if all he does is the Joker voice, it'll still fit.
Yeah, we could be
with
so
fucking
lucky.
Chucky. He could.
But he, I mean, so
fucking
even,
amazing. It's a great idea.
But even listen to,
like, I wouldn't even think of that.
Think about like when he played like Cockknocker in the Jay and Silent Bob movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Like even some of that, like even that voice a little bit. I'm like, yeah, I'd be way on board because really, it's just like you're. The criteria to play Chucky is just kind of a smarmy, evil like voice, and that's exactly what Mark Hamill does best. He does a smarmy little fucking evil.
They could have got Edward Furlong to use his normal voice, and he would have been
fine. Hell yeah. Wow.
Yeah, but
can't just go around killing people.
You can't go around killing people.
Wolfie, how's Wolfie?
See, like it's just like that. But then, like, you know, calling somebody bitch.
Is it weird that we live in a time that we have a Chucky movie with robots and also a Chucky movie with fucking Mark Hamill?
Yeah.
It's a weird, we're in a weird.
Oh, and we're going to talk about that when we get to the main feature too.
Yeah, we have
some fucking thoughts.
This is the strangest fucking timeline.
So we have a bizarre Chucky movie with Mark Hamill as Chucky at the same time that a Child's Play show is being made with the original Chucky.
It's weird, dude.
I think they should get Brad Dourif and Mark Hamill and make them fight for the future.
Well, I thought you were going to say fuck.
I mean,
they should make
them
fuck.
They could struggle fuck.
Chucky fucks.
That would be so weird, though, because it'd be like it'd
Chucky
be like,
fucks.
It would be like the two like Chucky voices, though, going like,
I'll fucking kill you.
Yeah, that would be good.
Whoa. Oh, Andy, geez. Come here. Take off my asshole.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Anything else, Matt?
There is other stuff. Ash has officially been announced for joining Dead by Daylight.
Which you already knew about this, right?
Yep. I mean, like, they basically leaked it, but now they came out and they confirmed it, and it's happening next. So, I mean, by the time this is out, he'll be on there. Lost his hand, doesn't have a gun, doesn't have a chainsaw. But he's voiced by Bruce Campbell, so.
Well, yeah, they can't overpower him, right?
Well, I mean, like, the survivors don't do anything anyway.
Yeah.
He's a survivor, so I assume he's coming out by himself, because they haven't announced, like, a killer or a new map or anything, so I think they're just throwing him in
there. If they don't also add, like, a Deadite as a killer, they've fucked it.
Yeah, hard. I mean, like, they would have to do, like, the evil Ash as a killer, I think. Like, the corpse Ash, you know? Like, not Evil Ash, because that was part two, but the one from...
Well, no, Evil Ash was also from Army of Darkness.
Yeah, they can't do any of that stuff, I don't think.
Yeah, well, they don't even own... I don't even think they own the rights to it, yeah.
Oh, you know what?
Not Evil Ash.
Yeah, yeah.
And when
You're good, Ash. I'm Evil Ash.
And when he did the little teaser trailer, he said, from Ash vs. the Evil Dead.
Oh, you mean Possessed Ash?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So, like, I think...
this man knows.
Yeah.
I think that's probably right. They don't have the what you call it. And then there's going to be a Trapper toy coming out from Dead by Daylight, which is cool. And I sold all my toys, but I'll probably buy that, or will I?
Don't buy any more toys. You just got rid of them all.
Hey, don't tell me how
did
to
you get
live
rid
my
of
life.
All of them?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Go to Reanimated Records and buy all my toys.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I went into Reanimated the other day and I was like, I know that toy, I know that toy, I know that toy.
That's Matt's, that's
all
that's
of
Matt's,
these
that's
toys.
Matt's.
And I know that toy back there because that was mine.
Yep. No, I went in there. I sold everything, dude. Like the Behind the Mask, the Rise of Leslie Vernon figure, where there's only like 100 of them made. I was like, yeah, just fucking.
I can't believe you fucking gave him that Freddy, that black and white comic book Freddy.
Oh, Super Freddy.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I was like, when I saw that on the Instagram video, I was like, what the fuck?
Did you get a pretty penny for it?
I gotta get him out. I mean, like, from George, like, five, you could have got more, but like, I was motivated to sell, but not motivated to sell.
That's
myself.
The best part of that movie.
Yeah,
part five. For sure.
He got some pennies.
Nice.
That was pretty tight. There's a new poster for the animated Addams Family movie that comes out.
I like it. I'm in.
That's right in Chris's wheelhouse.
Yeah, and actually I have to comment on that really fast too, because I've been, as people have been putting things up on social media about it, everyone keeps talking about, I don't like the way Wednesday looks. I don't like the way Uncle Fester looks. I want to say this right fucking now. If you have a problem with the design, you have a problem with the original Addams Family. They took the design straight. And look, I am a Charles Addams fucking nerd. I own every book that he's put out that I can get my hands on. And that's what they fucking look like. That's how he initially drew them. So if you don't like it, I get it. It's a little weird because it's 3D. And everyone said that it takes a little bit of the rough edge. Like, you guys are familiar with Charles Addams, mm-hmm, like, drawings, yeah, right? So I get it. I get what you're saying, but also at the same time, like, go fuck yourselves. I don't know.
There you go.
Also, there's a new trailer for Nosferatu.
Oh, yeah.
I expected Nosferatu to be in there. Am I, like, dumb for that? Because I know it's a Joe Hill thing, so I don't know if it's, like, based on a short story.
Not.
Or
it's not. It's a book. It's a full-length book.
So I just started...
Does it have anything to do with Nosferatu?
No.
I mentioned it's Zachary Quinto plays a vampire, or Christmasland and all this kind of shit. He gets children and keeps him in a...
But he's not, like, really a vampire, is he?
No.
It's not like
I just started the novel. Yeah. I just started listening to it about a week ago, and I'm like an hour and a half in. So, yeah. He's a serial killer. The Christmasland. Christmasland stuff. So, yeah. I will report back on how that is. But so far, so good.
Yeah.
And
Chevy Chase going to be in that?
He better not be.
I mean, like, it's a Christmas movie. He's got to be in it, right?
Right.
The other big news
Christmas story
is something that I predicted months ago, but they're actually remaking The Craft.
It's just one of those. Go ahead.
A lot of people are pissed about it, but I mean, like, if you've watched The Craft recently, it's not a very good movie.
Fuck yourself, passionately. I watched it like six months ago.
It's a good movie, but it's not like a well done movie. It's a movie could definitely benefit from a reimagining.
I disagree.
It could also completely go into the toilet, but
any remake could be bad or good. Yeah. Like, The Fly is better than the original. Like, that's the exception, not the rule.
Yeah.
But, okay, so I don't know the creative team. I don't know the cast.
Zoe Lister Jones is writing and directing, and it's for Blumhouse.
Blumkin. Well, look, I'll say this. The original one, I remember fucking, it was in junior high, and over the weekend, a bunch of fucking girls who were not gothic became gothic, and the movie, I'm sorry, like, whatever someone thinks of it, it's not like it's not high art or something.
I don't think anybody's saying that. I'm not saying that it's remake.
It's ripe. I think the timing's good. The being in the age of the internet and everything, there's a lot more Wicca, there's a lot more witchcraft freaking awareness.
That is true, Chris. They could go further into the
They could legitimize
stuff,
this movie.
Which would
they could really take it there.
But just make another movie. I guess I'm getting remake fatigue. What I'm saying though is we haven't been there for fucking years, but
Before movies, they were there.
It's not that it's a fucking high art movie that is sacrilege that they're remaking it. I don't give a shit about that. At this point, they're going to remake everything, and I'm just kind of prepared for that. It's just, this one's weird because it seems so unnecessary to me. It's one of those movies that's like, it was what it was, and it was very, kind of like we talked about in the 90s, how like they just did some fucking weird ass movies. I felt like that was kind of one that like slipped through the cracks and became part of a bigger...
It is an odd choice because it's not a movie that was bad.
No, it wasn't.
You know, and
it's still loved very much.
Do we really need to reimagine this world?
Yeah.
Like, make it another thing.
That's exactly why. It seems unnecessary.
It's because, like Chris said, it slipped through the cracks and it kind of developed a cult following, you know? So the fact that it wasn't a major box office hit means that there's a lot of people who missed that movie altogether. So they're ripe for the picking for this. There's a whole new generation. This came out 20 years ago. People are going to take their kids to this and be like, oh, I watched the original when I was a teenager.
I'm not saying I think it'll be good, but I'm saying I hope it's good. This is one where I hope it's good, because why wouldn't I? But also where I hope it's good. I hope that it increases awareness of alternative ways of thinking and viewing things. I that's what I hope for.
Yeah, and I'm not saying it's... I'm not saying it's going to be bad. I'm not saying it's going to be bad. It's just, to me, well, just kind of like, I don't know. even the Child's Play one, to me, like when I saw it, I was like, fucking why though? It's so weird because the franchise is still going. But then I watched the trailer and I was like, I'm gonna watch the show.
That brings up a good question. Are we at a point where there's no new ideas anymore? Where like if you do a haunted doll movie, are you gonna be compared to Annabelle and Chucky?
See, I mean, that's what I've heard that a lot, and you hear that a lot, and I've heard it when people our age when we were growing up in the 80s and 90s. They were saying the same thing back then because it was true. There were remakes when we were growing up.
Okay? Right.
And how long have they been doing Robin Hood? How long have they been fucking telling these stories? How long have they been doing Shakespeare? So 200 years from now, you'll see Batman. It'll still be around. It's just it happened in your lifetime. So you guys, people think they own it.
Just wait till they remake fucking Braveheart.
Well, it's stuff will stick around if it's archetypal. Even if it's not the same fucking movie, there are certain tropes that are not going to go away. So like the doll being alive thing goes back to fucking before the Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
Child's Play itself is very derivative.
I had an idea when I was dog sitting over the weekend because they have a few of those Nest cams throughout the house. I don't recall a movie where there's like a lot of use of like home invasion movies with Nest cams because it has night vision and it's right on the front porch. And when I went into the kitchen to make a drink, I looked at they have a fucking tablet mounted on the wall and I was like, man, that'd be really fucking creepy if there was just somebody standing there right now.
Didn't they do that with like Panic Room, sort of?
Maybe that movie Panic sucked and I walked out of it.
Whoa, buddy.
Yeah, dude, that movie is terrible.
I'm sorry, I want to go back to something you just said. I'm sorry, because I can't let this go.
Sure. No, yeah.
I see what you're saying, but like you just kind of nailed it where you said the haunted doll thing goes back to even before Twilight Zone. Yes, but they made it something different. So they took it, transformed it, kind of created their own idea. They didn't call it, hey, we're going to remake this.
Sure. Want the IP. You know, that's what I'm saying, though,
is it's historically, and it's not the filmmaker's fault, because I think ultimately what's happened is every time, and I know that we just discussed this and maybe it's a bad example, but like, let's take a look at Overlord. Overlord was a pretty original premise that they took and it didn't do very well.
So, well, like, original in that it wasn't a movie before. Basically.
Well, sure.
It was Wolfenstein, essentially.
Okay, fair enough. But like, my point is like, it's even when original things kind of hit, they either do one of two things. They try to call them elevated horror or something like that.
So it
goes outside of the horror thing or whatever.
Or time. Time changes things. The Shining was not a success upon release. Blade Runner was not a success upon release. 2001
The
Thing was not a success upon release. Time will fucking will be
time kind. Heals all wounds.
Well, it kind of determines things in the long run. I mean,
what does that have to do with remaking them?
Well, because you're mentioning that when you have original ideas, if the original film is if it really resonates with an audience, over time it will find that audience and it will get the respect it deserves.
But let that movie find that audience. I think that there is a little bit of arrogance to say, wow, that was a really good movie, I can do that better. You know what I mean? Take that, let it inspire you, and then create something different. That's the way I look at it.
No, I get that, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, of course not. I'm just saying, right out, just because the movie's a remake, it might be, I mean, for me, I'm an execution guy. The film is how it's executed.
Mm-hmm. Well,
if it's a bad idea, okay, great. There's been a lot. Like when I heard, this is not horror related, but when I heard in 2009, you know, the Star Trek remake, mm-hmm. when I heard they were recasting the original fucking cast of Star Trek, I'm like, that is a fucking retarded idea. You cannot have someone else play these characters.
And then it worked out. Pretty all right.
Worked out great. And
I was like, you know, that's what I mean. I like being fucking proved wrong with stuff, you know.
And don't get me wrong. Like, actually, I think a really good example of a remake that I will hold up as being almost as good as the original movies was the Evil Dead remake. However, they took the Evil Dead world and they flipped it on its head and did something completely different with it. They didn't try to remake
the Saskas are going to do.
They respected the source, but they also put their own signature on it.
Evil Dead remake is a weird one.
Well, that's what
it is, a weird one.
This Child's Play thing looks like it's got its personal signature.
And I think that's what, when I saw the trailer for it, I think that that's what the successful, like why it was successful to me. I looked at it and I was like, I will actually watch that because it seems different.
You're talking about the robot thing?
No.
The Mark Hamill
one. Or even going another step further, the Pet Sematary one. I saw it and I was like, I will watch that because it's following the book a little bit more closely, but it's changing shit around.
They're straight up showing their fucking Dark Tower
Crimson King
on their vaginas, dude. Did you see the cat that had the fucking eye of the Crimson King on its forehead?
I didn't.
So that's exciting.
I saw it and I was like, oh.
For interconnected universe
yeah.
idea.
We go.
Yeah.
And I'm in.
So something like that where I'm saying.
And it's the filmmakers who did freaking Starry Eyes.
Yeah, which I love. Yeah. Right. And so
that bodes well.
I guess there's something different where it's like, I think it's different if you think you have something different to say, and then rather than just say, look, people love this and let's throw some fucking shit
back out. I think that's what the craft is, basically, because I don't think that the idea itself of like three coming of age teenagers finding Wicca is a really novel idea, right?
It was four.
Four, sorry. Well, yeah. arguably, Firuza Balkan,
things were always recycled, but they're more recycled than they've ever been, obviously. And people, mm-hmm. Things are more accessible. Like, kids can go dig up these old movies wherever they don't have to go find them.
And it doesn't mean that the old movie goes away. I understand all that.
Oh, yeah. No, what I mean is, so I get like, there is the saturation, like, of all, like, remake everything, like, remake just because it has some intellectual property that some niche fucking recognizes. Yeah. It's purely business standpoint, and unfortunately, but it ensures that the movie gets made.
Well, and of course, now that, you know, Blumhouse has made it a thing where, you know, you could spend $5 million and make 15 on a real small investment, like these big production companies are like, oh, well, fuck. How about The Craft? You idiots like The Craft, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's
too, like RoboCop and Total Recall.
Oh, yeah, they're fucking horrible.
Like, and it's a horrible idea. Yeah. Like, that's like, RoboCop is such a idiosyncratic fucking movie. It's Paul Verhoeven in his prime.
But like, that's, and again, I think I look at, I'm not comparing the two at all, but I'm saying that RoboCop, that was an unnecessary remake. The Craft, I felt, is kind of the same way. I'm like, because I understand some of the remakes, I'm like, I don't know how I feel about it, but I get why you would redo that. The Craft seems like something that's so... Go ahead.
You were pretty on board with Ghostbusters from the kind of
yeah, but we've talked about that, and I think that had less to do with how jazzed I was about a remake and more to do with I think that I literally, it was like the rubber band snapping back of
I guess changed the gen, that didn't fuck with me. The movie wasn't good.
Chris is pretty open-minded.
I am open-minded. I'm just getting sick of,
like, I don't feel like your dislike of the Craft remake is just like, ah, fuck this.
It definitely, and like I said, I'm not even sitting here saying it's gonna be bad. It's just that I would much rather see things pop up like The Black Coat's Daughter or Hereditary or things like that are actually
The Wicker Man
original. Yeah.
a remake of Midsommar. Wicker Man? Fuck.
Called Midsommar.
Well, that was a remake. Okay,
but again, so like, but that's what I said. People saw Ari, what's his name? Ari Hester?
Ari Saw it.
The guy who did Hereditary, his new movie, Midsommar, which I saw the trailer and I was like, I'm going to watch the dick off that movie. Yeah. But everyone's like, it just looks like The Wicker Man to me. And I'm like, but it's not. You can definitely see that it probably was like, you know, it probably took some cues from it, but it's a completely different movie.
Like, that idea isn't, I mean, a religious cult that has, you know,
that's the thing, that's what I mean, you can't give it's like give all the credit to the original movie that did it. It's a thing that happens.
Yeah,
like, it happens, but that's what I'm saying, make a different movie, don't remake the same fucking movie.
Midsommar is
there's
like
more to get there's more to get out of that premise than just fucking slapping the same IP on it.
Okay, how about this, that San Diego band Cashed Out, is it Johnny Cash cover band? They're a great fucking band. I love seeing them live. I love it. I love Johnny Cash too, but that's what I'm saying is, if you take another, they're throwing their own spin on it and everything like that, but that's essentially what you are when you do this, is you're a cover band. Don't you want to be like thought of as something more than that? If you're going to be a visionary director, you have to do something that's visionary. You have to do something new and catch people's eye. Yeah,
and Suspiria kind of did the same thing where I felt like if they had just done, the things that they were doing in that film were very smart
And you know what else? It's different than the original film.
If they would have just called it
in
like...
In the sense that the original was good and this one was garbage.
If they would have called it like Dancy Fucky Movie, I would have been like way more...
How many times have we said like, it's a good movie, just call it something else?
Oh my God, so, we're going to need to get into this because this is going to lead spectacularly into this fucking shit we're about to talk about.
Yeah, real quick on the topic of witches, you know why warlocks can't have babies? Because they have a Halloweeny.
Zing!
I like it, but I don't want to like it. It's kind of stupid.
Well, any other news, Matthew?
Nope. My grandma told me that joke.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else. Like,
Real quick, did you guys see because talking about Alien, did you guys see that high school that put on the fucking play production of Alien?
amazing.
Pretty crazy, right?
And first off, I will say this. I will say that when I was in high school, if my theater companies were allowed to do fucking Alien as a production, I would have been a theater nerd. Dude.
Hella cool.
The props?
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
The costumes? How? How the fuck? How do you get that signed off? And the director's like, dude, we will find a way.
We have a punk rock politician right now. It's not too far of a stretch to think that like some school principal's a horror nerd.
Like they were able to build almost a full size jockey
on the stage.
It's fucking retarded how amazing it came across.
That was the most impressive photo that I saw because I was like, holy shit, they did the space jockey. Like that's crazy. Like I yeah.
There's a couple other trailers. They came out with the full-length Scary Stories trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of dolls and fucking Annabelle Comes Home. Did you see the Annabelle Comes Home trailer?
Yeah, I don't.
Dude, you got to watch that, dude.
It transcends.
I didn't like the last one.
No, me
either. I didn't like the first one either.
Or the first one.
Yeah. I didn't like any of the Conjuring movies.
I liked one and two.
Yeah, one and two is pretty good.
I thought they're a lot of fun.
I like the first Conjuring. I don't know if I saw the second one.
It's streamlined Hollywood horror, but well produced.
Yeah.
Well acted.
Yeah. I was playing Friday the 13th the other night with some dude, and I was like, oh, what horror movies you guys like? He's like, oh, I love the whole Conjuring series and The Nun, and I'm like, you're a fucking idiot.
Dude,
and
I kicked him from the chat. Dude, if anybody didn't answer with, like, I love fucking watching people fuck intestines, kicked out of the chat.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. If you don't mention a turtleneck for your turtle, you're dead to me.
Have you ever seen a baby fucking scene? Because that's the only thing I want to see.
Yeah. You know, so it's the only thing that gets me rock hard these days.
You know, the only way I can come these days is to watch a baby getting fucked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn, bitch.
Look, dude.
Yeah, it's a real bad look on some people.
We'll go to Serbia.
Like, you know what my favorite movie is? Serbian film. It's like, really? Really?
That's okay. What you got going on? Okay. Fuck. All right.
We're never going to be friends.
I don't want to know you.
I'm a big fan of Slaughtered Vomit Dolls. Thank you.
God. Oh, my God. That fucking stupid-ass fucking piece of garbage-ass fucking film.
That what movie?
Slaughtered Vomit Dolls? Dude, you don't want to... You don't
it's,
even...
Ooh, it's not really a movie. I have to put it in quotations, a movie.
That's
it,
right.
I'll send it, dude, I'll send so it to in. You.
Okay, go for it, man.
It's garbage, dude.
Because, dude, I like testing myself, dude. You know what
have
I mean?
You seen... what's the movie that we saw?
Like covering the Spectrum.
Did he watch the Poughkeepsie Tapes with us?
Yeah. That was fucking...
So it's the Poughkeepsie Tapes, but less like, there's no...
Emphasis on the poo.
There's no comprehension to this film at all. It's fucked.
But it's real.
But it's real.
It's...
Is it disgusting?
It is pretty gross.
Well, see, that didn't even have that. So at least it has some filth going on,
I guess. All right. Well, are we good with the current events?
Are we good?
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 Are we good? All right. We're going to be taking a quick break, and we'll be back to talk about Critters, the binging batch.
The new binge.
The binging new binge. Bash. The new binge batch.
The binge is back.
The binge is back.
Boss binge.
That's what they should have called it.
Baby binge. What should that new Critters movie
be? I think it should be called Critters Son of a Binge.
That's the one. Hey, Matt.
Yeah, buddy.
Can you talk about Patreon real quick, dude?
Patreon.com/WhoGoesThere podcast is full of amazing people who love amazing podcasts like this one. And so they help us continue doing it by giving us a small or a large monthly donation. In return, they get exclusive content, bonus material, exclusive merchandise, ramblings, pre and post show.
This episode is a doozy.
Yeah, you get all the stuff we do before the show, and you get the episode a week early. So that's hella tight. So go to patreon.com/WhoGoesThere podcast, and maybe you can be hella tight. Probably not, but you can try.
Can't be as tight as King Sam, though.
Nope, never.
Is he still King Sam?
Yeah.
Tight as a frog butthole, buddy. Dude.
You know what? And he doesn't micromanage. He takes a very hands-off approach to his kingdom.
He lets the serfs do all the work.
Yeah. Jesus. He's like, oh, this is what the people want? Give them, well, I don't remember what that, Poughkeepsie Tapes. Give them Poughkeepsie Tapes.
So really, it's like King Sam, he's like, yeah, you guys do it. I don't know.
We're like Jafar, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
And what is he? What is he, the bird?
No, he's a sultan, but he's Iago. Like...
Iago, there you go.
Is he Iago?
Yeah, Iago's the bird.
No, but you're saying...
King Sam?
Oh, no, they're saying Sam's the sultan.
Who the fuck's Iago?
Mm.
That's what we need to determine.
Well, I think if you don't know who Iago is, I think you're
Iago. I'm Iago.
It's definitely JM Metal.
You're Iago. Fuck.
I want to be... I'll be, you know... There's worse things.
You could be Princess Jasmine.
There are worse things than being an animated bird voice.
Chris,
by
have you
Godfrey.
Been asked? We talked about the most fuckable Disney princess.
No.
Who is it?
Who is it?
Belle.
Oh wait, so this is a conversation you hadn't decided
on. Yes. We had this like
five times.
No.
To our own personal.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Oh shit. Okay. Well.
You know what?
I mean, I have my go-to, but I'm trying to think. I have to
just
cycle through
that.
Them.
Just go with your gut. Go with your gut.
Ariel.
Ariel.
Okay.
Good call.
With the mermaid shit or with legs?
That's what I was just about
to ask. Oh, yeah. Top half fish, bottom half fish.
No, we've already done this.
Okay.
I need to see what the bottom half looked like.
Because, yeah.
But I can't have the top half going,
Bottom half is just a mess down there.
Plus, I would try and catch it all the time.
He just dangles his bait in front of her.
Hey, guys, have you seen my wife?
He's like, I had to gaff her to
grab
her
by the
house.
Grab her by the bottom lip. Yeah.
No, she's really yeah, big. Yeah.
But I hold her close to the camera sometimes.
Her tits are huge.
No, I'd have to say non-fish Ariel.
Non-fish Ariel. That's good.
Who's yours?
You know, Jasmine.
Okay, who's yours?
Set Nala.
Who?
Nala.
He's Lion just being King. Fucking.
Am I though? Have you seen?
Yes. She makes the eyes.
Have
I know.
Have you seen
with the
his
Elton
tail
John
butt
song.
Plug?
Have you seen his mother fucking that movie where she gives
the
him
eyes.
The eyes? Dude?
I know, dude.
Those are the most. Come here and stick your lion peepee in me eyes ever.
Your lion dick.
Belle is mine.
Okay.
With the glasses. And like the meme. You know what else too? Fucking yeah, I was just thinking about it because it sounds like so obvious, but it's so obvious no one will say it, but Snow White. Because she's got the milky white skin, the pitch
she
black
got
hair.
Gang-banged by seven midgets, I am not down.
Dude, but she's like, can you imagine how like soft and good that fucking whole thing would be with the black hair and the soft white skin? She's like a goth
this
chick.
This conversation dove
she's
a
like,
lot deeper
dude,
than I
she's
anticipated.
She's like a goth fucking bitch, but with fucking nice colors and shit. Like, she's like a indie goth bitch.
Like, she's a manic pixie.
And she's like all quiet and like introverted. Like, oh, she fucking gets down, dude. Watch.
Her name must be Crystal.
Like you said too, she fucks seven midgets. Like,
little hands smell like cabbage.
I'm sorry, what?
You walk in,
no one
like,
wants
is,
to say
is someone making
white.
Stew?
Is
nope.
It St. Patrick's
sex.
Day?
What?
Is it St. Patrick's Day?
Is someone making stew? They're making something.
God damn. So the Who Goes There podcast watched Critters A New Binge, a 9-8-part series on... Shudder?
Yep.
Shudder.
Thoughts.
The
directed
internet.
Directed by Jordan Rubin. Some writing credits by Al Kaplan, John Kaplan, Jordan Rubin. Starring Joey Morgan, Steffi Chin Salvo. I'll give you one guess who she is. Bazan Roden, Kirsten Robeck, Jacob Flack, Mark Steger, whatever the fuck.
Can I stop you really quick? Mm-hmm. So you're over there and you're doing all this heavy lifting with these names. You're invested in the episode. He's over here Googling wrestling. I want you to know that. Literally it says wrestling.
I don't know how invested I am because here is the IMDb synopsis of
okay,
this
yeah, right.
thing. The critters return to Earth searching for a lost friend that was left behind. They land in Burbank. God. What a hellhole.
Mm.
And soon torment a group of high schoolers and their families.
Look, man, you want to see Jay Leno drive around or not? Burbank is not a hellhole, okay?
Matt Smith, what'd you think of Critters, A New Binge?
I liked it. I really did. Dude, it was so fucking fun, man. And, like, the format that they did it in, because, I mean, look at it this way. If you were like, okay, there's a new Critters movie, that means there would have been a trailer. And people would have watched that trailer and been like, I'm not going to watch this shit for 85 minutes. But, like... The fact that they broke it up into eight to 12 minute episodes, it's like, all right, I'll check out the first one. And you're like, all right, that wasn't terrible. I guess I'll watch the second one. And by the time you finish the second one, you're like, I'm already a quarter of the way through it. I think it's fucking smart, and I think they should do that with more movies. But the movie itself, show itself, it was dumb as fuck, but it was fun.
All right. Rhett, what'd you think of Critters, A New Binge?
Okay. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it because it's tonight? 8 or 9 minute. It's 8 or 9 minute episodes. Okay. So, and this is the thing. When I watch this, I'm like not giving this. I'm not gonna adjudicate this like I would a fucking film. It's not a film. It's not even a TV series. It's little shorts. And I think
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
Well, like, dude, when the, anytime, look, I'm a sucker for like Muppets and shit. Like, anytime these critters
Muppets
are on screen.
And shit.
Sorry. Yeah. Anytime these critters are on fucking screen, I was fucking on board with this thing, dude. Like, here, wait a minute. Let me, what does he say at the end, the president?
I don't know, but Chris, what do you think of this thing?
Well, go ahead and let him finish his thought.
He says, "My people have traveled far and performed marginally above expectations. They deserve this feast. Keep eating." That kind of dialogue from a fucking little Muppet critter fucking dude with red eyes and a little suit on. He had a little suit on.
He didn't have a suit on.
I no longer smoke weed, but I would imagine this would be fucking lovely to smoke weed to.
Spoiler alert, it is.
Yeah. And again, like, what do you expect from it? Critter, the original show, the original movies were not good. They leaned in all in with the fucking...
Chris,
they're not.
Fight you.
They're not. They're not good movies.
They're not. This is good.
They
this
were good because they were goofy and funny, and they just leaned in with the humor on this.
Chris, what'd you think of Critters... the second binge.
Okay, first I want to address something real fast. When was the last time you watched the Critters movies?
Probably, I'd say, 1 and 2 I watched circa 2010-ish.
Okay, so your memory has not served you well. They're not really funny movies.
Your memory has not served you well.
Well, they're unintentionally funny movies.
Oh, fucking goddamn it. All right, so let me go back.
Which I love. I love unintentionally.
The second one, okay, they're both made to be fun. The second one is definitely more goofy because it was directed by Mick Garris.
Isn't there like three?
There's four.
Okay.
I've seen three. I never saw four. They did start moving into like, you know, silly business territory, but like the first one was actually a legitimate like sci-fi movie that had some goofy elements to it, but the critters were posed to be somewhat of an actual threat.
Town and all that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they weren't running around in little fucking suits. They were like, they were an actual alien presence. The bounty hunters were real bounty hunters. And again, there was an element of fun to it, but it wasn't like a comedy. The second one was more of a comedy, but it still wasn't them going like,
no.
Oh, I'm gonna roll down on this woman. Like they weren't fucking like it wasn't a fucking Seth Rogen movie. It wasn't like that. It was just a fun movie. What they did here. So look, I'll say IMDb rates this at a 5.4. I'll say it's a 4. I loved how fun it was, and ultimately, if I could sum everything up, if it wasn't a critter show, I would have liked it a lot more. I think that they took a brand, like we talked about before, they took a brand and said, I have an idea. I want to make this type of show, and I want to superimpose the critter's name on top of it.
Yeah, well,
that's not the only thing superimpose in this movie.
It sounds like you have an affinity for these films. And so,
I do.
So do I, because they're funny to me, but not some massive affinity. I like these critters with the little suit on.
So, but like, that's what I'm saying. So they could have.
I like that better.
With the Matrix jacket?
If I had to erase one of these from existence, I would erase the original film, actually. I don't think we're losing in fucking, you know, it's not look, it was Gremlins. It was already Gremlins.
He's going to catch a drink in his face real quick.
It was already Gremlins.
He's going to get glass tonight.
Oh, boy. Now I'm really glad that I'm not here every week.
Oh, come on. man, I mean, like the bounty hunter thing. Look, I mean, there's the synth 80s score. There's the I love that they use the practical effects.
Mm-hmm.
And the practical effects are great for fucking critters, but it's obviously a puppet. So they said, look, so if you're going to do this, you have to acknowledge that it's goofy.
But what I'm saying
is it's so 30 years ago looked better.
Yeah, for sure. And not only that, but that's it again, it's kind of like, it's almost like what they did with like Child's Play. The first movie was scary, and then by the time that this where it is now, it's like when they have like Son of Chucky, and it's like kind of goofy and shit like that. And it's like, yeah, dude, it's goofy as fuck, and you're like, okay, or
the Bride of Chucky,
or Jason X, like Jason, like how that were like Friday the 13th.
Jason
started.
X is a goddamn masterpiece.
And then they have like Jason X, and like it's and that's fine, but like it doesn't fit with the rest of the franchise. It's you're taking. it would have been better if they would have said, here's this fucking show that we're going to do. Here's some other aliens. Because it doesn't fit in the universe with Critters. Like, when I was watching it, I was like, yeah, this is funny and stuff like that. But
what's the point?
But it's not Critters. You literally were just like, I have the property for Critters, so I'm going to take this. But you know what I really want to do is I want to make, like, a slapstick comedy. That's kind of what I want to fucking
do. Yeah, and also...
It was funny?
I did think it was funny.
Okay.
I don't know much about the Critters franchise, but has the Critters fucking a human...
No.
Christ.
Thing?
No. That's what I'm saying. Is it's like they tried to make it like a trauma film.
Which I love.
Well, which I love too, but the two, it's like you put your peanut butter, you know, I can't even say that because that's...
You're cool. Saying they're not respecting the source material.
I'm saying that it's another thing where someone just literally, they're like, this will make money because it's Critters and people like Critters, but I don't really want to make a Critters movie. I want to make this movie. I'm just going to attach the name to this and use the puppets. But really, it's almost like the guy had this fucking script sitting in his desk.
That's exactly
what
they
did. I don't know what to do, but it wasn't a Critters script. It was
like
aliens.
So it's like a Jason Goes to Hell where it's like they have certain links, they have certain rights, and they're like, okay, well, we can use this, but we can't use this. Like, how can we get around
it's
that?
Almost like the guy took it to them and said, hey guys, I have this, it's like a sci-fi horror comedy, and you know, it's like these aliens come down from space, and it's like this and that blah blah blah, blah, and there's like a hybrid and stuff like that, and they go, I like what you're saying, but you,
but can
what
we
if
put,
we do what if it's
critters
it? Though you guys
hey we still got those critters rights critters.
Yeah. Oh, we have
put
we
those critters
puppets
in here.
Like, look, this dumb motherfucker made a Critters puppet the other day. Can he... Yeah, we can.
Yeah, we can do that.
I mean, like, it kind of looks like a Krite, but, like, I mean, like a bootleg one, but we could do those, right?
Well, and this thing, what if it pisses off the key, like, the niche fan base? Well, they're so marginal.
It did.
They're so marginal, it doesn't fucking matter anyway, right?
Are they marginal, though?
That's what I'm saying. Man, I don't think you have a grasp on how loud
I was speaking
that movie
for these
is.
Guys. I'm okay. Speaking in there because they made the thing.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I see what you're
saying.
Yeah,
and
more people have watched it now than people who have seen the original fucking series.
I disagree with that. I don't think Shudder's not Netflix, man. It's not like a fucking wide...
No, but you're forgetting how old we are.
Somebody even commented when you did the Instagram post about this, somebody was like, oh man, the Critters deserve so much better than this.
They do. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's...
I mean... If this was like a weekly YouTube show, I'd be all about it, dude. And I honestly think that's what they should do with like these
basically
child
what it
plays.
Was.
That's
yeah.
how
and
I
and
approached
it. It essentially was. I mean, it's got... It's a YouTube show with having the money from Shudder.
But right. they almost... It's like... But it's almost like a parody show where they were like...
Yeah.
Like, it should have been called like Critters, not Critters. You know what I mean? Like, where it's like, we're making fun of Critters.
Holy crap.
That's how they treated it. It was almost like they were making fun of it.
Well, you know, from the opening scene where, you know, they show that woman in the bathroom brushing her teeth, and then they show that sort of CGI Cthulhu thing in the background.
Turn this shit off.
And the Critters go... The Crites go, turn this shit off. Mm-hmm. Like, it's obviously CGI. I was like, oh, they're like... Okay, so they know what they're doing.
Oh, see, I got so mad at that opening scene. I'm like, this looks like fucking garbage. Yeah, and then when the Krite showed up, it was like, turn this shit off. I'm like, okay, that's smart.
But then when they actually did the CGI in the show, it looked just as bad.
Dude, so the fight...
Well, and the second Krite says, oh, but I like that too. So they're acknowledging that like CGI is okay.
It's self-aware enough to be sort of likable, but it's just like I said, as a diehard fan of the original like movies, it just seems more like they're making fun of it than they're trying to. Like,
so if it was, look, I mean, it really rests on the decision to make 8 or 9 minute episodes. To me, that I will not take this seriously in any way, shape,
dude,
or form.
If this was, I mean, I watched
that's
them
what
all,
I mean. So I'm not
in
gonna
a
be
row,
mean to it.
But if this was an 85 minute movie, like I could not. And to be honest, the credits were like 2 minutes a piece, so this was probably like a 65
minute
runtime.
Yeah, but hold on, what's the difference though?
Yeah,
I mean,
agree.
you're gonna binge the whole thing.
The psychology is
straight
different,
through.
It's split.
You're
up.
Making the choice, and it also in a movie, even if your
it's
movie
structured that way,
even if your movie is 70 minutes, you can have 15, 20 minutes in the middle where it's fucking just boring or it drags. With this, you have 8 to 10 minutes. You have to hit your beats. There has to be things happening continuously for these 8 to 12 minutes, and each 8 to 12 minutes is wrapped up in itself. It's its own like set piece where I could say that was really fun. We watched the first two, and then we watched the other six later, but that was a choice. Like, we stopped right there. And it was fine because it ended on a beat. I wasn't stuck watching this whole movie or pausing in the middle of some scene.
Do you guys remember Heat Vision and Jack? It was produced, but they
God no.
No? Okay, so it was a show that was made by Dan Harmon and Rob Schraub. It starred Ben.
Nice.
Yeah, it starred Jack Black
Rick and Morty.
Yeah, exactly. It starred Jack Black as a cop, sort of, and then Owen Wilson was the voice of his motorcycle that got its powers from the sun. So wow. It was sort of a play on wow. it never got picked up, but the pilot is still around somewhere. But it was a joke. It was a stylized comedy that played it like, you know, obviously Jack Black, he's made a career out of this where he plays it all really straight, but it's all comedic. Anyway, it was kind of like a takeoff of Knight Rider, let's say. But they didn't remake Knight Rider and make it a comedy. They took an idea and said, we were inspired by this and we think that we could take something and make it kind of funny and do that. That's what this felt like, but they just used the name.
You have an actual, I mean, you like the Critters series.
You're I do.
Very familiar.
The director
with it. I could see how this would very, yeah, I'm not like.
The director of this, had he had any connection to Critters beforehand?
Not that I'm aware
no,
of.
No, he did Zombievers. So you got the guy who did Zombievers. Yeah, you did
see the Zombievers poster in the room. Like yeah. It was, you know, it was
so pretty. That's what you're getting here. You're getting Zombievers' approach to fucking Critters.
And so he replaced the beavers with Krites.
Mm. Yeah,
that's what he did.
And they're 8-minute episodes. Like, this is an inconsequential thing.
See, that to me doesn't. I don't. You guys keep saying that about, like, 8-minute. Yeah, like, I don't give a fuck because I'm still watching it in one sitting.
Yeah, that's how I felt too. I'm like, that just making a movie. That,
like, it's an hour long.
When you're talking about, like, well, it's, you know, it's bite sized pieces, I go, who's only sitting here for two minutes?
I don't take it seriously.
Yeah, but you yourself have even said that you don't really care. You even said choosing between this and the old ones, you would fucking take this new one, yeah. Which also means you don't really have, like, so you sitting there, you're like, yeah, it's 80 minutes of my life, it's just kind of funny, and I don't really give a shit about the old movies, so that's fine. So if this is a movie for, or a show, or whatever the fuck you want to say, for you, that's fine. I'm saying that they are putting this on a horror-centric streaming site for horror fans, and I'd be very curious to see if maybe I'm just being fucking Papa Franco over here, and I'm just yelling at people from my front porch.
Fuck yeah.
I don't care what the consensus is on it, because it's not that consequential to me. That's what I'm saying. I'm not getting up in arms about this fucking this.
Well, yeah, but you
well, because you don't
you thing. Don't you don't care
because
you, have
you
no
don't
ties.
Care about yeah. the Critters franchise.
That's why I said, yeah.
So I mean, I can
watch it just as a goofy fucking. That's why I mentioned the time.
Right.
To me, this is a goofy thing that used some 80s thing.
Well, I kind of feel the same way. Where, you know, I don't have a lot of love for the Critters franchise, but I also still see, like, I'm watching it and I'm like, okay, this is cute. It's kind of fucking cute. But fucking do something else.
Yeah.
Do something else with your time. I don't know. I
see, we were talking about the CG.
If you're eating cereal and smoking fucking weed, watch this fucking show, okay? Just do it. Just do it. I don't smoke weed.
We were talking about the CG, and when the bounty hunters first show up and they're in Australia.
Oh, yeah. And they're running.
It's very clearly two guys in front of a green screen. And it feels like they're really leaning into how bad the CGI is.
Oh, dude, green screen dude has some real hard edging. Yeah. Well, and I was like, "Ooh!"
But then later, when they're having the battle in the house, the CG is so bad, but it's not like leaning into it. You know what I mean?
It's just bad CGI.
Yeah, it's bad CGI, but the CGI at the very beginning made it feel like they were kind of aware of how little money they had, and they were just like, let's make it look as bad as possible. It'll be funny that way. But when they had the actual battle in the house, I don't think they tried to make it look bad. It just looked bad.
Well, that battle in the house is probably where the majority of that and also the cafeteria scene was where they spent all their money. That fucking costume where the Krite is he's wearing the Neo costume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I almost fell out of my chair because I thought it was hilarious.
Yep.
It's a funny scene. Again, I'm like, why is it Critters though? Because you've introduced this thing where he's like a hybrid critter who I just don't understand.
Well, that's what I mean. It's literally so fucking different from the franchise, like where it was, that I just like, I guess it's funny. It's sort of clever. And again, when I say it's funny, it's passingly funny. It's not fucking knee slapping fucking ha ha.
No, this isn't it's like. Demon, I'm not like.
It's
this
demons
is
at the
fantastic.
Door. Funny, honestly.
Yeah, exactly. It's not. Good.
I did slap my knee when he said. Or when she's like roll down on me, I'm like
the one laugh, the one general like kind of laugh out loud moment that they got from me was. We want you to return the point. He's like, well, I want you to go fuck yourself. But yeah. Like, again, it reminded me of like, South Park.
If you...
No, yeah, it's like Adult Swim or something.
Did any of you guys watch it with subtitles on?
Yes.
Dude, the subtitles were so much different than the actual dialogue.
Oh, dude, they were off. Dude, they were off. Sorry, you want me like... to
Huh? Did I spit on you? You want me to
no,
it
was a bug.
They were off by sentences.
Yeah,
on the subtitles.
Whole sentences.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, it's like when he said, "Well, I want you to go fuck yourself." It was like, "Well, get fucked."
Oh,
like,
wow.
I'm not a purist about this. Okay, did you mention you're a comic book guy earlier?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you remember Deadpool when
mm-hmm.
he came out?
Mm-hmm.
Not anything like the present incarnation of Deadpool.
Not
a comical character at all.
Well, okay, so
when right. Rob Liefeld introduced him. Yeah. It was pretty fucking, honestly, he looked badass. Mm-hmm. I loved it when he came out and he'd fight Cable and X-Force. All that other stuff, the comedic version of him, the thing where he was aware that he was a comic book character, all of that was like something they did later to kind of spice up the character, subvert the character, use this character that had a fan base and really just like dig into him. So like for me, this is like, it's not like blasphemy if you take Critters. And yeah, so it's a little more, it's more serious in tone originally, but they're like, you know, I'm using Critters. The IP's still there. Like, well, they want to make it goofy. And again, I'm not a purist about it. But I mean, this happens with things sometimes. Like, I prefer the modern incarnation of Deadpool than the bland original one that just fought Cable.
And yeah, it was just adorable.
You like Twinpool?
I don't like Twinpool.
Well,
you get what I'm saying.
That's the most modern. I do. And first, let's. I want to, and I don't want to talk out of school if I'm 100% wrong here. He was always the merc with the mouth. He always had a smart mouth. And sure. Maybe he was a.
Well, he looked like Spider-Man, so he better fucking.
Well, that's
have a mouth.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, yeah, and that was the joke actually. Like, sure. The joke was that he was supposed to look like Spider-Man. Like, he was always sort of a like Rob Liefeld. Even when he created him, he said like this was a parody. It was a total parody. Like, he was always supposed to be sort of... He himself as a character was a joke. Now, the whole breaking the fourth wall, that shit happened later when, like, Joe Kelly was doing shit.
Right.
But, like, he was always sort of a joke. They leaned into it hard later on. So yeah. I see what you're saying.
Chimichangas. Like, yeah, pretty fucking hard.
That brings up a good point. Is this supposed to be parody or a love letter?
That's my point, is
or
I can't
reimagining.
Tell.
It's I think it's...
Because
why not both?
So I know we did Critters for Frights, but I mean I almost never get to watch the movies at those things. Did the Critters have or the Krites have personalities? Like, was there like
not really
the fucking guy with the eye patch?
No, they didn't have any of that. The most
And did they talk?
Yes, they always talked. They did like even like in the original one, like the one like real funny one that like when they talked was one of the ones like rolled and somebody shot it with a fucking shotgun and the Krite went like that and he went shit and then he like ran, like, so there's stuff like that, but and that's what I'm saying is there was always like a comedic element to it, but it wasn't like this. And so to your point too, I also want to like saying that it's the same is I think a little disingenuous because
no, not the same,
but well hold on, because what they've done is they lived and breathed the character that let it turn into what it was. And it was something that was a slow and steady evolution.
Sure.
Over years and years and years and years. This was literally a dormant franchise that somebody was like, oh, I made this fucking movie called Zombievers and, you know, I got this fucking script that's real funny.
It's opportunism.
And that's most
movies.
One of the things that kind of, to me, because I don't know the series very well, mm-hmm. is to me the mom I kept like I was looking her up and was she in the series before? I like, was she a kid? So I was like,
well, yeah, because she's like they're back, like she's encountered them before.
All the whole point is that was that she had fucked a critter,
yeah, exactly,
a Krite, mm-hmm. you know,
back in the 80s, and they even say it was back in the
80s. I wondered why he kept referring to his mom as a whore. Like, everybody says you're a whore, Mom. I was defending you because they called you a whore.
I did like
whore.
That bit when he's like, yeah, everybody on Earth wasn't good enough for you. You had to fucking alien. Yeah, that, like, was a funny, pretty good. Well, again, it's a good line.
Mm-hmm.
In an otherwise kind of like, what are we doing here?
And I say again, I think that my, like, the only thing that kept taking me out of it was this isn't. It's just not a critter show though. It's something that's completely different. And if you would have called it something different, I would have enjoyed it a lot more.
Like Ghoulies.
See, but that's
you
the thing.
Called it Ghoulies.
Like even Ghoulies was like
Gremlins
funnier.
Versus Ghoulies versus Critters.
And sign. Well, who would win? I was gonna say the Gremlins would win.
Yeah, but they have too many flaws. Like, there's
they have to be kept.
I think
out
the
of
critters.
Sun-
I mean, do they have to be a lot kept of
direct sunlight or just bright lights.
No, it's sunlight. Oh well,
sunlight is bright light.
So. I guess it's bright light because I remember in the movie he puts his lamp on him. And he's like bright light.
I think the critters have like spaceships.
I think critters might take that fight.
They would,
because ghoulies were kind of little bitches too, and they like traveled by toilet.
Yeah, they're. I think physically, like without any gadgets, that the ghoulies might take. Actually, I think they suck the most of the three, but they might take the.
They went to college though, so they got smarts.
But there's a ton more of the critters, and he's so stupid. There's a ton more of the critters, and they're a lot more organized. So
yeah.
I think
fuck yeah.
I was pretty disappointed we didn't get a giant crite ball. I did want that.
See, I like that.
They had it at the very end. Remember it exploded?
No, I missed it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They had the big crite ball and then it exploded.
They did that at the last episode. Yeah.
Everything was exploding, yeah.
I missed it. Can we talk about his friend, the black guy? Because he was my favorite character by far. I don't know if his delivery was purposely bad or if he's just like a bad actor, but I love the way he delivered his lines, every single one of them.
Yeah. You're talking about the bounty hunter dude?
No. The black guy, his friend.
Oh, his friend who was trying. Yeah.
That guy was awesome. And he's like trying to get him to enter the hot dog eating contest for like no reason. And he's like,
well, $500.
Yeah, but he, like, why would he be entitled to any of that money? Like, if I won $500 in a hot dog eating contest, like,
that's my money.
I wouldn't give it to you guys. Like, that's dumb. And he's like, yo, we can finally be balling. And I'd be like, bitch, I'll be balling. You'll be fucking walking.
As soon as these meat sweats stop, you take my ass to the ball.
After I finish groaning on the floor in the fetal position.
Well, that also, I'm way overanalyzing this. But it also begs the question, like, if Homeboy was half critter, half crite, uh-huh. Wouldn't, like, his metabolism be able to handle all the food intake and him not get fat?
You know, that's another thing, too. This whole series is like one big fat joke.
It is.
Yeah, but then it all makes sense. Like, when they finally reveal that he's fucking crite, it's like, oh, okay, I get it. Like, because his mom, like, you don't want your kid to be fucking fat. Don't nickname him Porkchop, like, for one.
Yeah.
And how does he instantly know how to fucking crite roll?
Yeah. And he knows how to speak crite, too, later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like
poking holes in this fucking.
Oh, am I?
Tucker real smart thing. About it.
It poked its own holes. It poked itself.
It poked her hole. Am I right?
They're fucking porcupines that drive a spaceship.
Yeah,
porcupines that drive spaceships.
I just find it really hard taking anything you say seriously.
That's what they are, bro.
Because of like you've actively said you're like, yeah, I fucking hate this movie. I don't really get
it,
you know.
I'm just not gonna take it. It's they're porcupines. Driving spaceship.
You know,
between a dick in the eye and watching Critters again, I'd take a dick in the
eye. I love that, with the exception
of the date rapist, nobody ever notices these giant quills sticking out of people's throats. You know, the husband gets one and then like the wife is like.
Also, I love when the guy gets it and he puts his face in. I don't know how far away. He puts his face in the food. He literally lifts the food up into his face. He goes like this. This show is so fucking bad.
It's so good. But would you have watched this if this was a movie? See, going back to the you know, being 8 minutes, like, Chris texts me and he's like, I don't know that, I got kind of busy this week. I don't know that I'm going to have time to watch it. And I was like, oh, dude, it's like all 8 minute episodes. He's like,
I didn't know that.
Oh, okay. You know, I could probably do that. But if I would have told him, like, it's like a 90 minute movie, like, there's a chance he might not have watched it because, like, you're sitting down to watch that. But when it's 8 minutes,
I did break it up into 2 days. I still would have watched the movie. I still would have watched the movie.
Would you concede that Critters was a cash in on Gremlins to begin with? Because it certainly was.
Well, I don't think that's true.
Wait, what are the releases? When did Critters come out? Critters was 88, right? 87, 88?
Yeah.
When was Gremlins?
It's a Gremlins report.
What about Ghoulies, though?
It's Ghoulies is definitely.
Well, I don't think there were any. I think that there was a big sci-fi craze.
The first small monster?
Gremlins fucking.
Freaks.
Shit.
Touche.
God damn.
Gremlins was 84. Critters was definitely after that. It was like 86.
Yeah, it was
87.
What about Ghoulies?
Ghoulies was definitely after.
That's what I mean. Like,
Ghoulies was 85.
It's not like made for some pure intent or something in the beginning.
Yeah,
and Critters was 86. Like, so Critters could be a Ghoulies ripoff. Just saying.
Exactly.
They're like, You know what's scary? Those fucking ghoulies.
He said that.
Did they have hair in the original?
Yes.
Okay. So they weren't more like quills.
They it looked like that, and then it was kind of the same where whenever they would shoot it, they would kind of like pop out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the spines have always been there?
Yeah, the spines were there since day one.
I remember the spines were there, but I thought that like the hair was more quill like. Less like hair and more like Rhett said, like a porcupine.
It was always kind of like that. But like, see, that was the other thing too, is it wasn't like when they used to shoot people, it was more like, it wasn't just like, oh, I'm knocked out. It was like, I don't know if you remember when Bradley's sister got it in the neck in the first one, like when she was out, but she had like a fever. They were like thinking she was going to fucking die. Like, it wasn't like just some like,
It's just a little booze. Pretty good.
Damn, right in the laptop.
Right in the booze.
You know, on the laptop.
For 6 years, we've been saying that that's going to happen, and it finally did.
You know what? Once in 6 years isn't that bad.
It's not bad. That'll be fine. It'll be fine. We're still good.
Yeah, all right, fair enough.
Are we good?
Plus, yeah. Anyways.
I'll drink to that.
I'm sorry, man. I didn't know you liked Critters this much.
That's okay. Next time I'll find out what you like, and I'll sit there and, diminish it one by one.
It's a fucking Critters. What else do you like?
What else do you
I
like?
I thought we like a lot of the same stuff. It's just your...
No. I've never met a Critters aficionado. I didn't know it existed. But again, it's not just Critters. It kind of goes back to what I was talking about, where I feel like a lot of times people just take a property and they go, people like this shit. But that was already like that. What do you mean it was already like
that? It got greenlit because Gremlins was a success.
Dude, you are...
No, I'm not.
I don't know how to talk to you anymore. Gremlins, first of all, Gremlins was not like an original premise. Gremlins was based on the fucking old mythology that there's gremlins in your shit. Like, that's...
Sure.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying is that I don't think that... Just because there was Gremlins, I don't think that, like, Critters was predicated on the fact that Gremlins was a movie. I don't think that's the case at all.
Not that it was a movie, that it was a success.
I don't think that that's true either.
Usually what happens when there's a success, you get ripoffs.
Well, then why do we even have a podcast? Rhett has this all figured out.
Where's a ripoff well, of like, how did they, this
they
get
did
made
Die
anyway.
Hard. They did Die Hard. They did Die Hard, and they're like, let's do Die Hard on a bus. Speed. Speed's a very good movie. It's still a Die Hard ripoff. They did Die Hard on a plane. There's like several of those. You know, there might be good movies in their own right, but
we're not talking about whether one was predicated on the other was predicated on the other. We're talking about whether or not it was good. We're talking specifically about why it this was made. Show and is it good?
And you mean, said it was funny.
I said it was passingly funny.
Yeah,
it's passingly funny. Okay. I said I gave it a 4.
So would you watch it again?
Because he likes Critters. He doesn't respect the source material.
Well, even if it was a different alien, I would watch it once, say that was good enough. I never have to watch this again.
Yeah, I'll never watch it again.
It was not a well-made show.
Okay.
Dog, you just said... Hold on, by the way.
I said gestations.
You said gestations.
Oops. Yeah.
Did you mean gesticulations?
I did.
Yeah.
It's a stupid swipe. Question. Wow. What if instead of Kreitz...
Don't just state at me.
what if instead of Kreitz,
oh, shit,
it was Alf in this movie?
Yeah, very...
There's a bunch of Alfs.
Damn, they should have had a crossover.
They all came from Melmac.
I think I would feel the same way. A non-horror example of this is, did anyone see the new... National Lampoon's Vacation?
No.
The one with Ed Helms?
Oh, no. Yes. Awful.
Terrible, right?
Awful.
Why was it terrible?
Well, because none of the jokes landed. It was too long. There was no chemistry with the leads.
Barring all that, do you think that it added anything for them to show like dicks and fucking like have it be like a real hard R, unlike the originals that were like PG-13?
Well, the original, the original two were R.
But okay, so let's say even if
only Christmas Vacation was PG-13. But Ghost to Europe, it had full frontal nudity, which for a family comedy was kind of racy.
The original Vacation.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like a hard R. It wasn't like showing dicks flapping around. And even for the time, I don't think it was that like racy.
No, absolutely
but
not.
But they know that movies like, let's say like Superbad and shit like that, like they make money. So they're like, we're going to make a movie like that.
I think the movie just sucked though.
The movie was terrible.
Yeah.
But it didn't have to be a vacation movie. They literally were like, we want to make a raunchy comedy.
Yeah.
Everyone, oh my God, everyone's always talking, you know, we're going on social media. Everyone's talking about fucking the vacation movies. Let's just take
You mean essentially name. They could have just made Euro Trip.
They could have just
That's right.
But that's what I'm saying.
Or they could have not made it, which would have been better.
They make the movie, or like the new Baywatch, also a terrible fucking movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But like
a terrible show, too.
But they took a show that was not funny and made it a comedy because that's what they do.
Okay, well, sometimes that works out well because the show is innately goofy after time has gone by. Like 21 Jump Street, those movies were pretty fucking funny, dude.
Okay, those movies were funny, but I can't think of another one.
I've been waiting for this for so long.
Well, you get what? Well, there's one.
I see what you're saying, but by your logic, then every movie's great.
No, my logic. Yeah, is no, that's the what movie you're is. You like 21 Jump Street, right?
That's pretty much the hill.
So it's not about the reason it's made. It's not about if it's this and then it becomes a comedy. Like it's if it's good, it's good. If it's not, it's not. I don't care what their reasoning is.
But by your explanation, the way you're explaining this away is that then everything is great. Everything's good.
Until it's not.
I think it's everything is awesome,
or everything's at least valid. You're saying everything's valid
until it's not.
No, well, no, I don't see. Okay, how are you reaching that conclusion?
Because you just said, well, Kurt, you know.
I don't make like broad generalizations, so that's why I'm okay. You're making broad generalizations about like how it's going through the process of being.
Well,
made.
You're talking about how so everything I'm giving evolves. You the exception. Everything evolves, and you know it wasn't like that great of a movie to begin with, well, and blah blah blah. Like so. But what I'm saying is the way you're explaining it away.
And if everything's great, then Critters would be great. I don't think it's great.
All right.
I think ultimately, I think he just judges every piece of media as its own thing, because you know, just because he hasn't seen or have as much love of Critters as you do, doesn't make this thing any less or any better.
But even that, my love for it is okay. And again, if I have tried to insert my love for it, it has nothing because I haven't said once I love the original. I hate this because they try to do something with the property. It has nothing to do with that. It's that they took something that traditionally was not
a comedy,
that, and then they just slapped the name on it and said this is going to be a Critter show because we think that it'll get people to watch it.
And sometimes that can work out.
Sometimes it can.
That's all I'm saying.
To me, it didn't. But that's what I'm saying.
Okay, that's fine.
But it wouldn't
to me in the long term either. I'd never watch this again. But as a little 8-minute shorts, I'm not like.
I mean,
I'm
like,
not, I'm not. They I'm not took mad. Sabrina, I ain't even mad at it.
They took Sabrina and they made it a stupid sitcom with a talking cat, and then they made it dark again.
Well, the comic books made it.
It's
dark,
versatile. Then.
Well, yeah, the comic Sabrina books were dark again, and then they made it. That stupid Melissa Joan Hart thing, Batman, and that was successful.
There's the 60s version of Batman. Easy.
I couldn't watch that.
But that 60s version of Batman was actually, that flew in the face of what Batman was.
Absolutely. He wasn't supposed to be goofy. But that's some people's first exposure and some people's idea of Batman. So when Tim Burton's came out, they're like, oh my God, this isn't the thing I'm used to.
Well, Why isn't Batman dancing?
Well, then I will say this,
and then
though,
you got to go back to the 1939 original, which is very far away from the modern incarnation
this
of
isn't
Batman
a very
also.
Good. This isn't a very good gateway drug for Critters, then.
That's,
you know, fuck no. I would absolutely
if you're
say
gonna
that.
Go if you're gonna go from Critters the new internet batch to the Critters films, I think you're gonna be woefully unprepared for what you're gonna watch. It's gonna be way less fucking funny than what you think you're gonna get.
And again too, I don't know if I've been pushing this so much as just I've been arguing with Brett about or Rhett, sorry, about
no, it's a good discussion
whether or not. I'm kidding.
He's like, it's not as good as the discussion I had before.
No,
about it.
But it's not so much that my love for it isn't what's standing in the way of me enjoying it. Honestly, it's the show itself
from the source material.
No, it's actually not even that. It's just the show itself is just. It's funny sometimes. It's pretty shittily made.
It's very much like a 90s sci-fi show.
Yes, but then they can say fuck.
Look, I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot.
Given my short time here doing this, you guys, this is very atypical to even be talking about a show like this on this fucking... On this program.
We don't do shows very often.
Yeah. You don't do shows, and you certainly don't do 8-minute episode shows.
I mean...
I am literally... Knowing that going in, I have a preconceived like barrier in my head. I'm not going into this with the same fucking rubric of watching anything else. I'm expecting fucking adults. I saw the trailer. I'm expecting Adult Swim level shit at best. That's the thing. I do have preconceived notions.
Yeah, and that I don't think anybody's art. I don't think Chris is not saying that like, oh shit, man. I was expecting some Stanley Kubrick.
No, I'm not even talking
shit
about
coming
what Chris is saying.
Because I'm sure
I wasn't even expecting the original.
I'm not talking. You probably saw the trailer and were like, oh my God, this looks like shit, right?
No, and actually, until you said you want to do this, I I was literally content with just never even watching it because I was like, I know
if I was a listener, I knew. I think this was a good discussion though because it's freaking going into a bunch of different like ways of looking at how this stuff's created and how it goes into it. I think it's that's why I'm saying I think it's a good discussion.
The discussion is way better than the execution. I think.
Of the show?
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like. So you're saying it's like Critters. You're saying it's like A New Binge. The show.
Yeah.
The show we're doing right now.
Our show is The New Binge. Damn.
Fuck, I wish.
We get a lot more eyes on the show, yeah, am I fucking right? All right, well, let's wrap that shit up. I mean, you know, there's some contention. There's some... I think hardcore Critters fans will probably not be a huge fan of this.
They might be. I mean, I just wasn't.
I think the original is great. I think it's better than the show. But for a franchise that has essentially been dead in the water for... a decade, 90s, yeah. 2 decades, maybe. It's fun.
'90s, dude.
It's
20 years, dude.
It's super fun, and honestly, I really am hopeful that we get a lot more franchises that are doing these very short little episodes.
We didn't really touch on that too much, but I still, I'm kind of with George, where just make it a movie.
Make it a short film. But yeah. It doesn't have to be a fucking movie.
If this was a movie, like, I kind of hope somebody edits it together as a movie where you take out all the little trailers and stuff, or not the trailers, the credits at the end.
But I watched them back to back.
You know what would have made this shit brilliant is do this same thing, but splice in fake commercials.
That would have been great.
That would have been.
I would have liked that.
My God, they would have had some other shit on their hands.
And I think maybe that's what it is too, is it's just, it's, I don't even, I would probably be, okay, if they would have done some fucking 21 Jump Street level shit where it was funny, but
it's not good, even on that fucking level. Yeah.
But you see what I'm saying? Where they could have done something and executed it just better. Yeah, I think Phil I would Lord be a Chris little Miller bit more on board with it. Yeah. Like, or if they would have done something real clever like that. And then the, like they had the Hungry Heifer commercial.
Justify it existing. Yeah. Like this.
That, what was it? WNUX or whatever that Hollywood
WNUF.
Special. Yeah, that had fake commercials and that was fucking retarded.
I like that movie, but
First off, I think you're wrong.
No, I'm not. I'm 100% right. And they're making another one of those, and somebody we know paid a bunch of money.
What is it?
Actually, I think Brian Asman paid a bunch of money to get killed in that movie. I think he kickstarted like $600 to get killed in the new one.
You know what, dudes? We're running out of fucking hard drive space because we've been fucking gas bagging.
No, what happened is you spilled fucking bourbon on your laptop.
Over 2 hours. No, it's fine. The laptop is fine. When the laptop is fine, the laptop is fine. Let's flush this turd.
Yeah, let's flush it.
That's the Who Goes There podcast for 208. Fuck, 208? Damn, son. We've done it. This is Jorge signing out.
This is Matt.
This is Rhett.
This is Chris.
Fuck, dude, Chris. Thank you for coming out, dude.
Oh, for sure.
We just have to bring him back whenever one of his beloved franchises gets defiled.
You guys should have given me a heads up. Seriously.
Actually, I won't be able to because you guys are doing it this next week, but I really wanted to do Pet Sematary. But
maybe we'll do Headhunter and then Pet Sematary.
We can switch it.
Let's talk about it because
Earlier is better.
Sometimes earlier is better. Let me discuss with the wife.
Your pussy is sour.
Jesus Christ.
Wow, the sour.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, buddy.
Hit him with the links, dummy.
You can find us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitch, and YouTube are all Who Goes There podcast. Letterboxd and Twitter are all at Who Goes There Pod. Forgot all those. Yeah, it's like you can review movies like all shortly, give them little ratings. It's only shit that I watch, and I haven't been updating it, so a lot of good that does.
It's been a bit.
But also, don't forget, you can find us on dreadcentral.com, and we actually have whogoestherepodcast.com, so if for some reason your podcast player doesn't show you all of our episodes, go to whogoestherepodcast.com and find out how bad this show used to be.
Can you imagine? God.
I can.
Damn George it. Used to do like intros.
No, I did it for 3 episodes.
Was it only 3?
I was like, hey, this episode we discuss, blah, blah, blah. And then I went into the show.
Wow. Now you guys just time mark it.
Yeah, and then it sounded like we were recording on tin cans and string.
Yeah. I remember that too.
It was bad news.
We got
wait. Here's then. A bit. Do you guys remember the first cocktail? For the very first episode, what cocktails are you guys?
Dark Stormies.
That's right.
Shit.
And I was crunching ice into the microphone.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, you fucking
dude.
Were.
That was
actually used to take extensive notes.
Yeah,
that was the drink of the show for a.
That
good
was
bit.
When I actually cared.
I wasn't looking up wrestling halfway through the conversation.
It's like, yeah, let these nerds talk. This is going to be a 10-minute tangent.
Good night, idiots.
I'm not going to worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be alright, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.